Hi, Blind Pool Tech listeners, this is Missy, and I'm going to try to do one of the Living Space podcasts. Using the book port again to record, and hopefully it'll come out good, and sound better than the mobile speak demo. Which the mobile speak demo would sound better now because I ended up having to get a new phone. They so far haven't issued me a new license for mobile speak, but I only got the new phone 2 days ago, and I'm sure there is some paperwork I have to send them, which is fine, but I think it would have sounded better on the new phone. And if people are interested, I would be willing to redo the demo once I get a little bit more comfortable with the Nokia 6682 phone. Pretty comfortable with it, thanks to Shane's Talks demo. I mean, just because it was Talks, it gave me enough description of the phone that I, you know, could get the basics. So that was good. Anyway, that's not the topic of this. I'm, like I said, want to do, or at least try to do, the Living Space podcast. Not sure what other people have done with that. I haven't listened to them, I confess, but. So I'd give it a try anyway. So I am at my front door inside the apartment. I've got a little entryway here with a tile floor. The front door right now is behind me. And to the left is a closet. And to the right is the wall with a light switch. And I just turned the light on and off. And as I walk forward, on the left is another closet. There's a small wall, and then there's a second closet. And on the right, there's the kitchen. Now, the closet on the left, the first one is just one of those closets of death, as I call them. It could have literally anything in it, and mostly just boxes, and I think there's a vacuum cleaner in there, perhaps, and things like that. The second closet that I mentioned is the kitty closet, as I call it. That's where I keep their litter box, and on a shelf way above there is where I store their food. And I've got 3 or 4 bags of kitty litter in reserve in a miniature shopping cart. And it looks like somebody's going to help me do this description of my apartment. So now I'm turning right and going into the kitchen, and immediately on the right is a trash can with a lid. That way, Dumb and Dumber don't get into it. Actually, they're pretty smart, but I call them Dumb and Dumber sometimes. And then also on the right is a refrigerator, freezer on top, refrigerator on the bottom. A little bit further down on the right is the stove. And then straight ahead is another counter. And that has a pizza oven, and oh my goodness, I did not know that was sitting out. Anyway, I have a bottle of chocolate liqueur sitting out that I didn't realize was out because my mom was here yesterday, and I don't really like it if she sees that stuff. But anyway, on this little tiny counter in front of me is a pizza oven and a toaster, and see, there's a blender. Oh, I forgot to turn down my speaker, so apparently we're going to hear my email noise periodically. Okay. Now, I've turned left, and I'm going on along the left side of my kitchen. There's a microwave, and then the sink, water, you know, and then one more little counter, and a paper towel dispenser is on that counter, and then the rest of that counter is pretty much free. So that's the kitchen. Let's see. I'm at the beginning of it. I'm not one for counting steps, but just to give you an idea. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. About 5 steps one way. And about 5 steps the other way. So it's kind of squarish, and it's small, but for me, since I'm not much for cooking, it's very adequate. Now, I've left the kitchen, and I'm back by the kitty closet. And I'm going straight ahead, and now I am entering my living room. And somebody just raced past me. Let's see. Immediately on my left is an end table. And on that end table, I have a cordless phone, a big water bottle, my remote, and Tiffany from the Child's Play series. I have all three of the dolls. And Chucky and Tiffany talk, so I'll let you hear Tiffany once here. Okay, so that's Tiffany. Then further down here on the left is a couch. A couch that's old and tired, but it's a couch nonetheless. And then there's the other end table, and on the second end table I have the seat of Chucky, which is Glenn or Glenda. They have the doll made to look like Glenn, but it could be either. And then Chucky, of course. Okay. Anyway. Also on the end tables, both of them are speakers for the stereo system. And they're in the back corners of the end tables. I forgot to mention, as you go into the living room, on the wall to your, there's a wall to your right, right before you go in, there's a light switch on that wall. And then at the opposite end of the living room, before you go into the hallway, there's another light switch. And I am going to detour for a brief moment to turn down those speakers, because I'm already unprofessional enough, I don't need to add to it. Okay. Those are turned down now, and we'll be in there sooner or later anyway. Okay, now, from the second end table, I figure that's the easiest way to do this. Second end table, I turned right, and I have an angel cabinet, as I call it. It's one of those bookshelves that you have to pre-assemble, and three of the four shelves have glass doors that lift up on them. This has my angels. I have a bunch of seraphim angels and then a whole bunch of just generic angels. If anybody's even halfway interested, maybe I could do a podcast describing some of them, at least the way they've been described to me. Then on top of the angel cabinet, I have three dolls that I had custom made. Two girls and one boy, and they just sit on top of the angel cabinet. They're like 26 inches tall. Now, to go still with the angel cabinet on my left, I have come to a little archway, and on each side of the archway there are little miniature shelves built into the wall. This is the way this apartment came. I mean, you could never, I just stumbled across this. It's just, you'd never have this anywhere else as far as I've ever seen. But the archway has two shelves, one on the left side of the arch and one on the right side of the arch. And on each shelf there are two Care Bears. On the left-hand shelf I have Friend Bear and Harmony Bear. And then on the right side of the archway, on that shelf, are Daydream and Love-A-Lot, which Harmony and Daydream weren't around when I was little, but they sounded cute, so I went ahead and got them. Okay, now we're to my favorite part of the living room. This is the entertainment center portion. This is pretty much directly across from the end tables and the couch. This is CD Towers. Very full. Two towers here. On the top of the far left tower, that should imply to you that there's going to be a far right tower. Anyway, on the top of the far left tower is the third speaker for the stereo, and also a miniature framed picture of my favorite singer. And then on the middle tower, kind of, is a whole bunch more CDs, and a large framed picture of a friend and I, and also the guitarist from my favorite band. I went to a concert, didn't get to meet the singer, which is really what I wanted, but we did get to meet the guitarist, and he was very nice, and we have had our picture taken with him. So I have that framed and sitting on top of the second CD tower. Now, we have TV, 36-inch Sony, whatever model, who cares. And it's on top of it is the center channel speaker for the stereo. And that's pretty much all that's on top of the TV. Then further to the right is the immediately flush with the TV. Mind you, this is still directly across from the couch. This is a stereo cabinet. On the very top of it is the turntable, which I rarely use, and also the antenna for the radio, which is somewhat useful. Then you open the glass door of the stereo cabinet. Top shelf, 5-disc carousel. Second shelf, standalone CD recorder. Third shelf down is the receiver. And the fourth shelf down is a cassette deck. And then on the very bottom of the stereo cabinet, I have a whole bunch of books on cassette that I just have stored down there. Next is the far right. This is pretty much across from the first end table, pretty much, is the final CD tower, the far right CD tower. And on it is the fifth speaker for the stereo and another miniature framed picture of my favorite singer. Now, I'm looping back a little bit to cover the final wall of the living room. There's a file cabinet. This would be across from the angel cabinet now. This would be across from that. There's a file cabinet, which is basically full of junk. And on top of the file cabinet is a little tiny desk lamp. Then I have a chair to the right of the file cabinet, facing the chair. It's to the right. And then to the right of the chair, again facing it. Now if I were sitting in the chair, this would be on my left, but it's the subwoofer for the stereo system. And I also forgot to mention, in the corners behind the two end tables, I have silver stainless, or well, I don't know if they're stainless steel or what, but they're just silver floor lamps. And those have two bulbs each, and they're nice and bright, and they use the basically very similar to Ottlight lights. And I just prefer that type of light. So that covers the living room. Now, with the file cabinet on my right, I am going to the end of that. I'm turning. Oh, also on top of the file cabinet is one of my two cordless phones, or at least the base for it. Now, I turned right out of the living room, and I'm in the dining room. And on the wall of the dining room is the base for the second cordless phone. Why anyone needs two cordless phones in a little apartment is beyond me. But somehow I justified it to myself. Okay, so on that wall, that's pretty much it. Keep going straight. And I can go into the kitchen there also. There's a break in the wall where I could go into the kitchen. And then the wall is still gone, but there's a counter, which is, again, part of in the kitchen. It's like a pass-through. I can reach the back of the pizza oven. I can reach the toaster from here. Then there's a little bit of just free counter space. Now on the floor, I'm not sure if you can hear it, but there is the cat food and the cat water fountain. And I'm being pounced on as if to say, please, please feed us. But there's still some food in there. And there's definitely water in the fountain. Now, now I'm at the wall of the dining room. The fountain is the kiddie's fountain, and food is along the low wall, which is topped by the counter, and then the fountain is pretty much in the corner, and then it turns, and there's a wall. On that wall is an old, it's called a cardio glide. It's some little exercise gizmo that I'll never ever use, but I can't seem to get rid of it, so I parked it back there, where it's more or less out of the way most of the time. And then in the center of the dining room here is the kitchen table, well, dining room table. It's got four chairs, just a round, roundish anyway, table. Four chairs, and a tablecloth, and then my mail basket and Perkins trailer sit on the table in hopes that it will weigh it down enough that the cats won't be constantly feeling the tablecloth. In fact, one of them is sitting up here right now, begging to be petted. She's probably begging for food, but still. Okay. Now, on the wall across from the cardio glide is a back door that would go outside. I just keep it locked all the time. Got a window, and I just, like I said, I have no use for that. Okay, now on the final wall of the dining room, we have a little end table with a drawer, and there's just miscellaneous crap in there. The remains of my old phone and things like that. Then there's a buffet, which doesn't appear. Oh, it's got a little tin on there because it's the only thing I can find that's not breakable. It's got three drawers and a door on each side of it, which I think there's some dishes in there. I don't know. It's just the drawers are full of like papers and labels and just more miscellaneous junk. And then finally, in the last corner of the dining room, right next to this cardio glide thing, it's on the same wall as the buffet and that little end table, is another little cabinet. This one plugs in, it can be lit up, and this is full of music boxes and various cat figurines and Raggedy Ann figurines and stuff like that. I've got one music box where I keep sentimental stuff, like the ticket stubs to the concerts I went to, and some guitar picks I got at the concert I went to, and I also got a drumstick. That's not in the music box, but it's in this cabinet. And so that pretty much covers the dining room. That cabinet, incidentally, is three sides glass, and then the back of it's just wood, and it's just a skinny, tall cabinet. Now I'm trying to squeeze back out between the chair and the buffet. Okay, re-entering the living room, the CD towers and all that are on my right, and I am heading into the room where I spend most of my time, which would be the office, or computer room, or whatever you want to call it. I went through the archway, which I told you about earlier. Like I said, you couldn't really describe. Basically, instead of a solid wall like it's probably supposed to be, somebody got creative, cut out a big part of the wall so you could pass directly from the living room into what in most cases would be your second bedroom. But since it's got the cutout, I just use it as the office and everything. Not to mention the fact I don't need a second bedroom. So, anyway, on my left when I first come in here, at least this way, via the cutout, on my left is the treadmill, on my right is the exercise bike. Now, as a general rule, I just hurry past them and go on to more interesting things. Turning right, with the exercise bike on my right, I trip over the exercise bike, and I come to a closet. This is most definitely the closet of death. There are records in here, vinyl records. There are cables in here. I think there's an old Keynote SA synthesizer in there. If anybody wants it, they can have it. Okay, so that closet is on my right. Now, straight ahead of me are three bookshelves. Actually, I guess they could have been bookshelves, but I think they are designed for holding DVDs. Ew, and they're spiderwebs. Ew. Okay. There are three of these. They're identical. And they take up one whole wall, and they're pretty much all packed with DVDs. A few VHS tapes here and there, but mostly all DVDs. And each one has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 shelves. So basically, we're talking 15 shelves, each containing 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Say at least 20 movies on each shelf. Probably between 20 and 30 on each shelf. On the wall above the first one is a picture from The Princess Bride of Wesley and Buttercup, because at one point I had a little bit of a crush on the actor that played Wesley. Now, on the by the center and left hand DVD shelves is a window in the office. And passing that still, and we have come to the basically I'm across with the closet of death at this point, and we have the Yamaha PSR550 keyboard. Yeah, that's my playing skills, guys. That's it. Okay, so there's a bench for that, and the keyboard is on a stand. And above the stand, I have a poster that I just got hung up yesterday, actually. And it's of my band, of course. I forgot to describe those in the living room. I have a poster above the couch and a poster above the chair. The poster above the chair is signed, so that's my pride and joy. Okay, now, to the left of the keyboard, pretty much across from the exercise bike, is the computer desk. This is where I live. This is, you know, this is the base of operations. Big desk, pretty much, might as well say taller than me by a little bit. It's got a top level, which I don't really use for much because I can't hardly reach it. Then there's a little cabinet area along the top part. I think this is what they would call a hutch, this whole top portion of the desk. And in this top cabinet, I keep my software for the most part, and a few other things have found their way in there. You know, doing this, or attempting to do this podcast, I'm learning just how unorganized I am. Yeah, it's not good. Anyway, then there's a little shelf still within the hutch that dips down. It's a very small shelf, and I have an Otlight in there and a talking calculator. Then there's a higher shelf that takes up the other half, basically, of the hutch. And that has my Bose MediaMate speakers. It has a pair of wireless headphones that I just about never use. And it's got the USB cables for my new phone and the book port. Those are on this shelf, which is the top, below the top, but it's part of the hutch portion of the desk. Now, on the regular portion of the desk, I've got the computer tower, computer monitor, keyboard, Zoomtown ADSL router, phone answering machine thingy, talking caller ID, and two boxes of blank CDs, and a microphone, which is great. It's a good microphone, but for purposes, I can't use it hands-free because I don't have a stand for it. Then, lower down on the desk, I'm sitting in my desk, my computer chair now. There's a drawer, and then a shelf with my printer, and then a shelf with all kinds of junk. There's a keyboard tray which has my probably retired forever Alva Braille display. Then there's a shelf to the left of that with my scanner, and another shelf of talking toys like the Bop It and Bop It Extreme, Bop It Extreme 2. I don't have a regular Bop It, sorry about that. I have a Torx. Speak and Spell is down there. Jam Guitar is down there. Something else is down there, I don't know. Anyway, getting up from the computer, I am going to the wall that contains the treadmill. Incidentally, there's also a poster hanging over the treadmill. That one's for another CD. It's not signed or anything, but it's there. Then there's a door, as if you were going to use this as a bedroom. And I'm going to go ahead and close that door. I'm out in the hallway now. And I'm going to backtrack just a little bit. Back in the living room with the end tables and couch stuff to my left and the angel cabinet and all that to my right. Now I'm entering the hallway. There's another light switch for the lights in the living room. On the left, that was on the right. Now on the left is the closet with my washer and dryer. Why the washer's open? Okay. Anyway, so washer and dryer are in here, along with whatever laundry supplies. There are shelves, basically, to the left of the dryer. The washer is on the right, and the dryer's on the left. And then there's shelves to the left of the dryer, and above, both. Most of those shelves, I can't reach those, so who knows what's on them. Okay, now, across that hallway, still in the hallway, pretty much across from the laundry thing. While I'm crossing the hallway, there's the hallway kind of turn. It doesn't turn. It's hard to describe it, but I guess it sort of takes a little bit of a jog or something, but you don't even notice it. Anyway. There's a closet here also. This is where like the water heater and stuff is. And then basically blocking that closet, because I have no particular need to ever get in there, is a clothes hamper. And on this wall to the left of that closet, still more or less across from the laundry area, is the thermostat.
Indoor temperature is 69 degrees. The thermostat setting is 70 degrees.
Okay. So that's that wall. Now the door to the office computer room, whatever, is on my right. The door to the bathroom, or one of the bathrooms, is on my left. So that's those. Now we're heading into the bedroom. And when you enter it, on the left is the door, on the right is a wall. Well, you'd have to turn right to actually be on the wall, but you, as soon as you come in, you can reach around the corner, like, and turn on the light. Okay, now I'm turning right, the door is behind me. There's a little crate here with a boombox on top of it, and some NLS library book, the little green boxes are in that. Then we come to a nightstand, and this is still on my right. Now I'm running into the side of my bed. It's a little twin bed. Can have a canopy, but I just don't happen to have one. And above my bed is yet another autographed picture. Okay, now back to the door again. Door is on my left. Passing the door, still on my left, is a quilt rack and two more autographed pictures. Under the quilt rack, which happens to have three quilts on it that my grandma made, under that is a cat toy. And passing it, still on my left, is yet another cat toy. Turning left is my bathroom, or I guess you could say the master bathroom. And you can open this. There's a There's a door when you, okay, from the bedroom, passing the cat toy, you turn left, go into the bathroom, and the door for the actual bathroom part is on your right. And this is just, you know, basic bathroom. Sink is straight ahead. Toilet is right ahead. Medicine cabinet right ahead. Behind the door to the bathroom is a shelf thing that I had hung up there. And that's just is where I keep miscellaneous bathroom type things. Now, as I said, the bathroom door is on my right. Now, on the left, instead of just an empty wall, they have another doorway, which I call this the tub room. Closed the bathroom, the secondary door. I am now in the little tub room. And it's basically a tub room, except some idiot thought it would be cool to have this whole little area carpeted. Which, I would give anything to get the carpet taken out of this area. Just, I could tell stories that, you know, it's just stupid to have carpet when there's this much potential for water. But anyway, the bathtub is on my right. There's a towel rack on my left. There's a light in here, which the light switch for it is below the center of the towel rack. And the light itself is just a little, I think it's made to look like an old-fashioned glass candle or something. But it's above the towel rack, and then the switchboard is below the towel rack. So I turn that off. Now, I went in one door. I'm going out the opposite door. Because the tub room basically has the one wall, the bathtub, which of course there's a wall inside the bathtub. But it's got the one door, the bathtub, the wall. Now on the opposite end of the tub room, another door. So I'm walking out of there, closing it. Now I'm in the other bathroom, which was across from the computer room. And it's basically set up identical to the other bathroom. Sink and toilet and all that are on the straight ahead when you go in there. So go back out of here. And close that. I keep that one closed just because there's no need to have access to both of them most of the time. So now I'm back across from my, I'm standing in this little area right by the computer room on my right and the bathroom on my left. Going back into my room, passing the quilt rack, passing my pictures, the cat toys. Straight ahead of me now is a 1, 2, 3, 4 level kitty condo. We have ramps, we have a scratching post, we have a little hiding hole, we have a toy that we can bat at. I mean, this was a fabulous, fabulous investment. They love it. And this is by the window so they can sit here and watch the birdies and all that. Now to the right of the kitty condo, still by the window here, is a cedar chest, and I keep a whole bunch of vinyl records in there, and you can sit on it. It's got a little, it's not quite a quilt, but it's like a cover that my grandma made, and that's blue. Now, still on the same wall with the window, but now we're pretty much past the window, is a, I think it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 level plastic shelf. I think it's 5. 1, 2, 3. No, 4 level plastic shelf. It doesn't matter. Anyway, on these plastic shelves are some dolls and stuffed animals and just various things that the cats like to knock over. There's Amazing Amy. She's the only somewhat interesting doll up here. But that Amanda one that was already demoed is much better. So, you know, other than that, there's nothing of interest down here. Some Cabbage Patch Kids the Care Bears are on display. Anyway, so passing the doll shelf, now we are to the dresser. And there's just God knows what all up here. Some pictures, jewelry boxes, I keep my watch up here when I'm not wearing it. And a lamp is also up here, which you have to turn that on manually. It's not switchable by that light switch. And the lamp also can play music, but I wouldn't want to. It's a Raggedy Ann and Andy lamp, and they're on a teeter-totter, and it plays Playmates. Okay, so now we are at the far end of that wall, the window wall. Now, the window wall is pretty much identical to the wall across from it, which started out with the little crate with the boombox and all that on it. And, okay, so, now I'm on the far right, my dresser is on the wall, and then this wall is mostly, it's just a very short wall, mostly blank, in fact it's entirely blank, and then it kind of goes away, and there's the first closet, full of clothes and shoes and whatever all else. Keep going, walking sideways, the closet is in front of me, the wall comes back for like maybe 3 or 4 inches, and then there's the second closet, and it's also full of clothes and shoes and probably a little more miscellaneous stuff. It's not quite a closet of death, but it could easily head that direction. Now, I'm back to the wall where the bed and stuff was, except I'm on the opposite end of that wall where I have another nightstand. And on this nightstand, I've got the Sony Dream Machine.
12:49 p.m.
Okay, and there's a lamp and the CPAP machine because they claim I've got sleep apnea and all that fun stuff. And then here's my bed again with a kitty cat on it. And like I said, it's a twin bed. I'm going back around to the other side of the bed. The first nightstand that we came to has my talking book thing. It's that modified Sony one with the radio and the TV band for at least 2 through 14. I wish it had the whole TV band. Little battery operated talking clock just to have as a backup.
It is 12:50 p.m.
And the book I'm currently reading is up here, and then a little trimline phone is also up here. So, I believe that describes my apartment. I'm pretty sure that's it. I will end by picking out a CD to demonstrate the stereo. I know it won't come through, especially since I'm recording on the book port, but just to apparently I have the radio on. That just wasn't expected. This away. I can just demonstrate what's in the carousel. Just, like I said, just to give you an idea what the stereo sounds like. Something reasonably mellow here. Mellow for me, anyway. And like I said, in music mode here, it's the two speakers. I can't multitask. Okay, let me turn this down just a smidgen. Okay. Now this is, since I'm doing music, it's the two speakers on top of the CD towers, and then the two speakers back here by the couch. I consider the stuff back here by the couch the rear channel, and then my front, right, and left are the two towers. And then the center channel is on top of the TV. And that'll kick in for the radio. So I'll go back to the radio for a second, just to show you that. This thing can get kind of loud. That wasn't even halfway. Okay, stop. Go back to the radio just so you can possibly notice this. Ooh, yeah. my channel. Oh, cute. I love this song. Turn it up just a little bit. Okay. This is all 5 speakers and the subwoofer. Of course, now the best week ever on VH1 has made fun of that song. I still like it, but I can't think of it the same way. I don't have VH1 personally, but my mom does, and I spent part of the weekend at her house. So, I got to watch or listen to whatever. Some people are far more politically correct than I am. Anyway, I got to watch Best Week Ever. So, they made fun of that song that is being played to death and stuff, but so far I still like it. Anyway, I'm back in the computer room, I'm getting ready to stop this recording and connect the book port to the computer. I'm going to convert this to an MP3 and hopefully get it uploaded to you guys so that you have another webcast or a podcast to listen to. If you have any comments, questions, whatever, my email address is melissah, that's melissah, @fuse.net, or you can just send whatever you want to say to the list, you know, and as I said at the beginning, if there's enough interest, I'd be willing to redo the Mobile Speak podcast now that the phone sound quality should be slightly better, and I'm a little more comfortable recording on the book port here. So, anyway, that's everything. Somebody just jumped up on the computer desk here. So, with that being said, I hope everyone is having a great day, and I'll talk to y'all later. Take care. Bye-bye.